The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Denver, the voice of the people. News Talk 710. One of us is wrong here. The other is Peter Boyles on News Talk 710, KNUS.
Certainly this morning. Good morning, everyone. It's a Tuesday, January 26, 2021, 710 KNUS. We are Denver's talk station, voice of the people. Thank you for being here. Snowing outside, and we'll see what happens. There's light snow that could turn sunny tomorrow, 43, Thursday, 53, and Friday, 60. The last time I went anywhere is I rode my motorcycle to South Dakota to Sturgis and rode back. You know, it was a four-day ride, and I got called a super spreader, which I thought was one of the great moments in anybody's idiocy. And I haven't been anywhere since. And I'm trying to think last night, was the last time I took any time before that? And it was probably Sturgis again the year before. But having said that, I want to thank Mike Roberts. He just called me, said there's a piece up. And Mike Roberts, you can go to their website, which is just Westward, and the piece Peter Boyles on backlash over arguing that Biden beat Trump. So I don't know, maybe Mark Crowley can get it to our site this morning. And then up on our site, the column that I wrote, I entitled I Heard It on the Radio, about what I think is going to happen. It's up at 710knus.com. Anyhow, so I haven't been anywhere, so I get to go. And looking, I got a bunch of pals in Florida, and they're just old outlaw bikers and business guys and stuff. And they've been saying, come on down, come on down. So I'm going to take a break in the action and go to FLA. I'm looking forward to it. So Stefan will step in tomorrow, next day, and Friday. And then Randy, I think, has Monday, or Jimmy or Randy, and the beat goes on. I'm looking forward to it, to get some time away, and I could take in a book with me I want to read, and so I'm looking forward to all of it. The new column is up, 710KNUS/Peter Boyles. I heard it on the radio, and really, thank you, Mike Roberts. Peter Boyles on backlash over arguing that Biden beat Trump. He had called me about 8 or 9 days ago, and we talked about it, what we were going through at the time, and I'm done, okay? I'm just really kind of done. I don't want to have any more stupid crackpot arguments with people, but now it's called the aftermath, the unwinding, if you would, the reckoning, if you would. And the lawsuits are flying, and there's a reason. I've not read the entire lawsuit. It is 107 pages is the Rudolph Giuliani sued by Dominion. It's a 107-page lawsuit. I mean, that's an intense lawsuit. And a caller called us and hipped us that the head of Dominion was on last night with Chris Cuomo. I'm no Chris Cuomo fan, and I'm not a big fan of Kyle Clark's, but Kyle Clark did a really – I mean, it's interesting – and what I'm always fundamentally amazed at is people's ideology and mindsets and inability to be logical thinkers. And in a business that really demands you to follow the path of truth. And when you bail off of that, it's like then you become a crackpot like Sidney Powell. As I mentioned, Sidney Powell walked out on the White House lawn and lit herself on fire. And now we know from inside that Trump's attorneys are telling stories about Donald Trump, and she's calling Donald Trump, and she's on a speakerphone. He's muting her, and they're treating her like the big girl at a middle school dance. I mean, they're funning on her. And if anybody has respect, that should be it. The sleight of hands, the wise guy remarks, and I mentioned them to Michael. You know, it's deaf ears now. I mean, I used to read them because it was sport, but no thanks. I'm done. The fact that you still do a personalized attack, it's like kind of like, you ought to be standing in the gym making fun of the big girl too. But having said those things, I'm not a fan of Kyle Clark. Billy had to step out of the room. I'm not a fan of Kyle Clark's at all. But they did a great job last night. You know, I'm getting ready to do this couple of days off, and there's a bunch of stuff I had to do before. I got away, and so I had Channel 9 News on. And Billy, you want to play that? This is the kind of thing that's coming. Let's play the Channel 9 piece last night. I think it speaks volumes. And he's the mayor of Parker, and we should try and get him on the show. And he was spouting all this stuff, and there's people that I know that were out there. But to his credit, Kyle Clark takes him on and backs him up. And this is the kind of thing that's headed your way. Let's hear his honor the mayor. Good job to Kyle Clark.
QAnon conspiracy theorists were front and center during the storming of the U.S. Capitol. And the mayor of Parker told me today that he made a mistake recently in sharing QAnon propaganda online. Mayor Jeff Toborg told me he was also mistaken when he recently joined an online group threatening public health workers by publishing their home addresses on the internet. I spoke with Mayor Toborg today about his connection to a number of fringe groups.
Let me just go on record, Kyle, as saying I denounce any violence of this type. You know, people cannot be made to feel unsafe or be made unsafe in their own home simply for the job they do.
So this is not the first time that you have aligned yourself with an effort to threaten Coloradans for doing their jobs. You're on the board of directors of a political group called FEC United, and you were present at a rally in October where the founder of FEC United, Joe Altman, spoke just minutes before you. You then spoke calling him Parker's favorite son. One of the things he said when he spoke was to threaten journalists who report on the political group that you sit on the board of. Altman said, "We're coming for you," talking about journalists. He said, "If you're part of the media and you write something bad about us, better take your byline off of it."
Right. So let me clarify some facts on that. I left FEC in August, September timeframe to run for mayor. I supported FEC in its original intent to help encourage churches, schools, and commerce to be reopened. By the time I was there, I was a mayoral candidate. I was no longer a part of that board.
You were present at the event. You spoke following the founder after he threatened journalists, and you complimented him. And my question is, why do you continue to associate yourself with extremist groups that threaten Coloradans for doing their jobs?
I recall saying that he's a favorite son of Parker because of his business here. But Kyle, I have no affiliations with extremist groups.
So FEC is also building a sort of militia, the United American Defense Force, with the goal to, quote, defend and protect what is ours. As mayor of Parker, would you invite your former group's militia to operate within your town?
No, absolutely not. And I, you know, the Defense Force was a separate part of FEC.
So I'm trying to get this straight. So you're saying that even though you were on the board of directors of this political group that created a militia, you're not responsible for creating a militia?
Kyle, the piece that I was in had no part of the militia. We were FEC, which stood for Faith, Education, and Commerce. I had no part in the militia.
From the post that you put up about QAnon that you said you were not really aware of, you've also promoted the baseless conspiracy theories that the election was rigged and questioned the safety of the COVID vaccine, signed on to that group to dox public health workers, which you said you didn't know about, and then you were a board member and spoke at this rally where journalists were threatened by this group that also has a militia arm. Do you believe that your own actions qualify you as an extremist?
No, absolutely not.
Are you extremist absolutely. Curious?
No.
You can find my full conversation
good
with
job.
Mayor Jeff Tobin.
Really good job. You hear him backing him up? No, I have nothing to do with this. That's what's taking place right now. Now, we'll play last night, and I didn't know about this. I'm like limited on what I'm really watching about this because it is maddening. I read the Giuliani lawsuit, or at least whatever I was able to read last night, what's available online. It's a 107-page lawsuit filed in federal court in D.C. And it has meaning. And they're telling you they're coming down the pole. And they're mentioning other media outlets. That means groups, conspiracy theorists. Don't you think you can blow by this? So I didn't know this. A caller gave us a heads up. The guy who runs Dominion or owns Dominion appeared with Chris Cuomo. I'm not a fan of Chris Cuomo. But what I think is interesting is the guy said, we had no choice. This apparently is last night on, was it on CNN, Billy? On CNN, Billy, if you would.
Why sue?
We have no choice. Disinformation in elections is a huge problem. And what we are seeing right now, I don't think we've ever seen before. And it's affecting certainly our good name. And it's raising serious doubts in electors' minds across the country. And frankly, it's the only avenue that we have to rectify the situation.
The $1.3 billion, you say it's ruining your good name. Have you lost any contracts?
The $1.3 billion, there's certainly a lot of questions on that. So there is no money, Chris, that can even begin to make up for the damage and reputation that our company and the customers, the election officials that have used our technology to count ballots. And the actual calculation of the $1.3 billion is a legal calculation, and we will play that out in court. But if I could trade our reputation back from November 1st and go back before these false accusations were lobbed against us and our employees, I would do that in a heartbeat.
So the risks are you give a platform to this again and discovery. The people on the other side of the ball say, boy, I can't wait to get that Poulos and the other people under oath and bring up all the shady things they did for Biden and with their machines. You have no fear of any type of exposure.
Well, let me tell you something, Chris. Our space is so highly regulated. All of our source code, all of our pieces of technology are submitted to federal and state authorities for independent testing. They have all our equipment. We don't actually run elections. We supply technology for election officials to help voters vote and to help count paper ballots. And when there is any kind of indecision or concern regarding the scrutiny of the election, election officials hand count all of the paper ballots. They either do it in audits or they do a full recount, as was the case in the state of Georgia.
303-696-1971, the new Westward. I got a heads up from Mike Roberts this morning. And you never know what's going to happen when somebody's going to do a story. You never know. And thank you. Just, you know, says Peter Boyle's on backlash over arguing that Biden beat Trump. First paragraph, at an age when most media personalities have long since lapsed into predictability, 77-year-old Peter Boyle's host of the morning show on 710 KNUS. And I sent it over to Mark Crowley, and let's see. Forget with text messaging. The one that I really think some of this stuff is fascinating, and we always thought, well, maybe someday, but there are so many of them flying this morning. You've been to rehab twice and failed. I've never been to rehab in my life. But that, you know, like I said on the Roberts piece about stuff that people accuse you of. And because they can't, and I tried to explain this. I had a great lunch with a longtime friend yesterday. He was a very successful guy, and we talked about stuff. And when they're down to just making fun of you or attacking your personality, it's over. They no longer. But, and again, the line is drawn. We're not going to go back and talk about some stupid mathematical theory about Michigan. It's all this stuff is over, but it's the now. What is coming now? All right, Jeffrey, you waited. Good morning. You're on a radio show. Thank you.
Yeah, I've never been to rehab either, Pete.
Now, actually I probably should have gone.
Detox, that's another matter.
That's another matter. That's right. Yeah.
Hey, you know, people ought to listen to you like shampoo, Pete and repeat. You're shampoo, I'm real poo. Anyway, getting to what Kyle Clark was saying, following his line of reasoning, okay, about the mayor, with their support of Michael Doloff and also, you know, the way they kind of use, what was that guy's name, Jesse Elliott, as agent provocateur, And just by their lack of reporting on the true actions of Antifa.
I understand all that. May I stop you, please? I understand all that. That's not what
Listen,
you heard, and the mayor was speaking his own words. I don't care about Kyle Clark. I thought he did a good job. But can't you get it through, as my father would say, your thick head, what this mayor was saying?
Oh, yeah, I totally agree.
Okay, so
let me do this.
Move all the other stuff, because we're the ones that did the stories. We're the other ones who wrote the column. I did all that. I'm not a Kyle Clark fan. But there is this moment of, hold on, this moment of clarity. Now, forget Kyle Clark, and for a moment, forget what happened. Those things are going to be settled in courtrooms. All right, go ahead.
Well, I'm agreeing with you on all that.
Actually, you weren't, but go ahead.
No, I am. I agree with you. I'm just saying, using Kyle Clark's line of reasoning with the mayor of Parker, you know, the Parker, and he's out there. He's got his, rear end flying in the wind. He's got nothing to stand on. I agree with you on that. But using Kyle Clark's line of reasoning doesn't Channel 9 with the way they've
done the same thing with Antifa. And you know what? We've been through it. We've been over it. I'm the one that did it. I'm the one who wrote the column. I'm the one that showed these things. So I'm telling let me finish. As I said, I am not saying what a good guy Kyle Clark is. I'm not a Kyle Clark fan. But even a blind pig finds an acorn. Here's this wonderful moment, not so much Kyle Clark, but watching this mayor now become who the rest of them are.
Well, I totally agree. They drank the Kool-Aid. They're out there with, you know, flapping in the wind, and they're going to crash and burn. I agree with you. And over the years, Pete, you look at your track record, you've been out ahead of a lot of the stuff, starting with, you know, the Ramses on, you know, through Bush and down through the years. And, you know, I'm not going to argue with your track record. That wasn't my point with the call. I just was listening to Kyle Clark and was really getting, you know, kind of...
Listen, I agree.
He did a good job, but his reasoning, you know, could be used, turned back on him.
But it isn't about, and again, if I may say this, it's not about Kyle Clark. It's about the mayor. And names are being mentioned. If you think that everybody's going to skate when these lawsuits, and I talk to people that understand this part of suing people and slander and libel, and they start at the top. You go for the big dog first, the deep pocket, and then you work your way down. And ultimately, what I believe is they're headed for Donald Trump. That's where they're headed.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I just wanted to make a point on the logical resolution to Kyle Clark. But I want to talk to you. Are you going to the Tampa area in FLA?
I'm actually going to Miami.
Oh, cool. Had a relative down there, spent some time there as a kid. He lived in Fort Lauderdale, and we went to Miami, and he actually had a really nice yacht. We'd go over to Bimini.
That's on the plan. I got plans.
What's that?
I got plans. I've never been. I mean, I've landed in Miami, and
yeah,
but I've never been in Miami. And Billy said, ask you for. I don't want these guys have been living there. They have been on me for a year to come down.
And it's just a 60-mile trip over to Bimini Island. That's where
I'm told we're going to do that. What I want to do, and my biker friends say, you got to ride the Keys. Now, these guys are motorcycle guys, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've been to Key West, but it was on a cruise. I've been to Miami, but it was a in-and-out business thing. And I'm not looking to do a Miami story here, but it's really interesting. I was talking to my daughter last night, and this has been, and I like Mike Roberts does a really good piece, and it's their big piece this morning. Peter Boyle's on Backlash over arguing that Biden beat Trump, and I've had enough. I mean, I'm not a victim. I'm kind of like, it's over, and now the cutting is going to begin, and so I will when we come back, this will be full intense. And you just watch what happens. I'm serious as a heart attack. I wrote a column entitled, I heard it on the radio, and it was predicting. And at the end of that column, I wrote, I hope everything I wrote in this column never comes true or words to that effect. But it's coming.
And gotcha. Real quickly,
last context.
Before you go, just we'll mention about FLA, Complete Angler Hotel over in Bimini.
All right.
That's where Hemingway stayed. Oh, God, we spent
so
much
time
there.
I thought he was in Key West. I went to his house.
No, he also spent some time in Bimini.
He went to Cuba. Of course, those are the Cuban years, but...
Oh, they have his table. You go over there, a complete Angler hotel. They have his table where he used to sit and drink.
Wow.
And also, if you go down the Keys, I've never driven on a motorcycle, but in cars. Oh, man.
I'm told.
Yeah, you got to see it.
I got pals.
Stop in Isle Mirada. There's a great, if it's still there, they have the best seafood buffet, all you can eat. And
got
it's just amazing.
Good call. Thanks, man. We're underway. 303-696-1971. Lines are open. Off for a couple of days. Stefan has the next three, and then Jimmy has it, and Randy has one or the other. The Parker Mayor. They're turning tail. Now, the Twitter permanently banned MyPillow, Mike Lindell. If you think Lindell's going to be not sued, watch. You think any of these characters who have said what they've said, that it's not going to happen to them? All right, so if you're looking for a great selection of eyewear, I'm going to take sunglasses with me. My friend Alan Stackstack Optical. You know, Saturday I skied, and I got these ski goggles, prescription ski goggles. And now I've fallen in love with them, man. It's just like the best. And I wear them all the time now when I'm skiing. And like even when you get a warm day, drop the ski goggles. And they're real dark, and they lighten up and stuff. Stack is the best. You got prescription difficulty. They can help you with glasses from Stack Optical, motorcycle glasses, prescription ski goggles and sunglasses, and name it and plan it. Alan has it all. Now, they work 6 days a week, but they got a lockdown. And so you got to call them up at 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578. And you can make an appointment at 11 o'clock Saturday or, you know, whatever it is. And they keep the door locked, you know, because it's, you know, you're a lot of hands and eyes and stuff like that. And they let you in, you and the significant other, and sit on. And first of all, I got to tell you what a good guy. Stack's a great guy. 2233 South Monaco Parkway at South Monaco and Evans. Open by appointment only, 303-321-1578. Visit them online, stackoptical.com, stackoptical.com, and tell them Peter Boyle sent you.
The Peter Boyle Show.
Here we go. It's a Tuesday morning, everyone, the 26th of January. Snow in the city, 710 KNUS. Westward, another Westward story this morning, has done a piece, this young Casey Van Diver, about Coomer and Dominion and their lawsuits and threats. It's coming. So, and if you get a moment, our website, when Mark Crowley will put up the latest story, but there's a piece entitled... that I wrote, a column I wrote for the Chronicle called I Heard It on the Radio. And you go to 710KNUS/Peter Boyles. It's, like I said, when I finished it, I said, hope I'm wrong, knowing full well that I was right. Snow outside, take your time. Dan Kaplis Law, I'm texting a little bit with Danny. The only injury firm in history to win four straight multimillion-dollar jury verdicts in Colorado, 13 months. The guy, Danny, man, just go back to Friends. Last 20 years, Dan Kaplis has won more seven-figure jury verdicts in Colorado than any other lawyer in the state. They've now he's got a new young partner, Mike Kane. Michael fights. They serve justice by winning multimillion-dollar jury verdicts and settlements for seriously injured Americans. I tell you what he did, man. It's just the best. Dan Kaplis Law is a serious firm for serious cases. You need help. He is my friend. My word on Danny. 303-770-5551, 303-770-5551, or hit dankaplislaw.com. Last name, C-A-P-L-I-S. Just a good man. All right, we go to Rick. Rick, you're on a radio show. Thank you.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, man.
Hey, now I just got a couple questions for you. It seems like over the last couple of years that, you know, the media, the mainstream media, has basically been able to lie about Trump and call him a racist and paint a picture of him that's, in my opinion, not true. It seems like they cultivated a lot of hate towards him, and I think cost him the election, basically.
I can't argue. I would not argue that.
How is it that they can get away with that, but then Dominion can come back?
Well, the difference is I am a public person. The mayor is a public person. But if I go into your life and I drag you by the back of your neck into the spotlight and I say things about you, and I damage you, you have slander and libel, and you can sue me. You can sue the radio station. And by the way, the mayor could sue me as well, but he knows damn well that, you know, I'm pretty cautious. I've been jammed up a couple of times on lawsuits, but, you know, knock wood. They never honestly said it never got me, but it came close. So what I'm saying to you is there's a line, and that's the line that all of these people crossed. And they used the public airwaves to do it. Now, you can go on the internet, like Chuck and Julie or some of my dearest friends, they have an internet show. You can't reach into the internet because it's not controlled by the public. But the airwaves belong to the people. And when you take somebody by the back of their neck, and we're going to talk about what happened to this guy in the 8 o'clock, and I drag you into the spotlight, and I say you're, I don't know, master thief, or you're a counterfeiter, or you're a dope dealer, or whatever the hell, then they're going to own me if I do that. As far as what you said about the media and Trump, you're absolutely right. But he's a public figure. It's like talking about Nixon. It's like, you know, all the years that we talked about Barack Obama's life story, and I took a million threats. I mean, stuff with this last couple of months, but they never said we're going to court. You know why? Because they knew I was right. And they would have a hard time. Plus, he's a public figure.
Mm-hmm.
But the Ramseys, when I got jammed up in a Ramsey thing, it was about having seen the ransom note. Ramseys never sued me. Lynn Wood, one of the crackpots that worked with Trump, Lynn Wood used to threaten me, Julie Hayden, and Dan Kaplis. He never wanted to go to court. He thought he could scare you. He never filed on us. When somebody does what these guys have done, you can bet that they sat in boardrooms with teams of lawyers. And there's a thing called exposure. And what they're doing this because they know they're right. When you decide to take on the big dog is Giuliani. I mean, Sidney Powell's a flake, an idiot. But when you go after a guy like Mike Lindell, you know the guy's got a wallet. He's got a pocket.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how they work. I mean, I've been through it.
Okay, and then my second question to you is, do you remember when Giuliani first started talking about the Dominion company in general? He was talking about the Eric Coomer's Facebook page, mm-hmm. and all the stuff that he was saying. Oh, you know, we're not going to let Trump win. We've got it, you know.
But that's called hearsay.
But my question to you is, do you think that they kind of set him up with that Facebook page, knowing that they would come looking?
But it's your responsibility. It's called hearsay in court because I've been through it.
No, I
you know, you say it and I hear it and I say it, but the guy said, no, you can't do that. And you can claim.
Do you think he fell into a trap?
No, I think they wanted this. I mean, I think they were the true believers. I've been over the papal infallibility. They, you know, the dog whistle that people call it now. They were told things, and without checking out the whether or not they were verified. Mm-hmm. And like this Parker mayor, he was pushing these conspiracy theories. Now he's jammed up. Oh, I'm not associated with QAnon. I'm not associated with local militia. Whether he was or he wasn't, indicators aren't good. And if I claim that I heard something and you now make that gospel truth, you got yourself a problem. I mean, it's like, I mean, I've been through it. I mean, I'm telling you, brother man, I was in Jefferson County court three times. When they told me to come back the second time, going out the door, the guy said, pack a bag. That's for real.
Yeah.
And I didn't rat. I mean, I could have ratted and gotten out of it. But I didn't rat. You know, remember you're growing up, never be a rat.
I hear that. That's good advice.
You take care of yourself. Very good call, Rick. Thanks man.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too. 303-696-1971. I mean, the unraveling, and that, I was thinking for a word last night. Like I said, I watched Kyle Clark, and, you know, you could criticize Kyle Clark all you want. I'll go along with it. But watching that mayor, and, Yesterday, the House submitted Trump impeachment articles to the Senate. The trial will begin in 2 weeks. What's that about? They're coming after him. And I believe now that these lawsuits ultimately, I don't know if you can, I think you can, but Giuliani gets sued by Dominion, and it's their $1.3 billion, which is huge, 107-page lawsuit. And they filed it in Washington, D.C., which attorney friends of mine said that has meaning. And they list, man, it's 107 pages. We can see some of it. But remember, they filed against Sidney Powell, who I don't know if you can collect on Sidney Powell. I think she probably has some insurance markers. Notice they've all left Lynn Wood alone. You talk. I mean, because Lynn Wood's saying stuff about, you know, shooting the vice president or what, executing the vice president. He's really gone over the edge. But this timeline and all these things you can read and Fox News, and they're telling you, not they're telling you that this is just the beginning. Other outlets, other corporations and individuals. I told folks this was going to happen. And the people who sang, bring it. Okay? I said, I wrote in a column, hey, you've never been through it. Jump up and down. Hey, bring it to me. Really? Have you ever been through it? What was Mike Tyson's best line? Everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the nose. And the Gracies, who are like my idols, they say, guy's a black belt, you punch him in the nose, he's a brown belt. Punch him in the nose again, he's a green belt. Punch him in the face again, he's a white belt. It's true. So, I don't know what to tell you. 303-696-1971. We're not going to go back and beat up all the stupid, idiotic, crackpot things that are said on talk radio. Deal with this. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen now? Do you think that they're going to stick Donald Trump with this impeachment? 25 has got some snow coming down, 43 Wednesday, Thursday, 53. The website's got good stuff. As soon as we get a hold of Mark Crowley, we'll get this story that dropped this morning. You need a professional appraisal for all those valuables tucked away in your basement, sitting on a fortune in cash. David Ellis Cherry Creek, top dollar for your diamonds and gold, sterling silver, spit it out, sterling silver, wedding bands and Rolex watches, instant cash paid on the spot. David's been buying precious metals and antiques in Colorado for decades. David Ellis offers confidential evaluations, estate sale, jewelry, precious metals, coins, silver sets, and antique items. Do you need money? Yes. David, well, best prices on diamonds, too. I mean, if you're gift-giving, David Ellis, man, beautiful, newly remodeled, expanded showroom with the black awnings located 3rd and Clayton and Cherry Creek North. Go to davidellisjewelry.com, davidellisjewelry.com, davidellisjewelry.com. Call David, 303-322-8779. He's my friend. A gift for somebody special, want to sell something, need dough right now. The beautifully remodeled, extended, expanded showroom, seven days a week. Peter, 6 days a week. The man's got to get one day off. Got the black awning on the building, 3rd and Clayton and Cherry Creek. Go to davidellisjewelry.com.
Now, back to the Peter Boyle Show.
Morning, everybody. 710 KNUS. We have snow in the city. Got tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, and first couple of days next week off. And Stefan's got the con, and Randy's got a morning. Jimmy's got a morning, and I'll come back. Let's go here. We go to Dave on one. You're on the radio show. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Thank Amen. You for all that you do. Hey, I got to ask a question because I don't know. I'm just a farmer. Does Trump have a way to fight back this, or is he done?
You're talking about the impeachment, or are you?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I've read about the impeachment. I don't think the Constitution, I believe, requires the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court to preside over it. And he has rejected that. I don't know right now if it's just a political act. And it's like someone asked, would Trump actually testify in it? And I don't know that answer either. They delivered that article yesterday.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what I need to do, and we're trying to get a really good constitutional attorney on the show, my best guess is do they have the constitutional right to do it in the first place? And my best guess is they don't, but that doesn't mean anything.
Not nowadays, huh?
No, yeah, I, but I,
I was just curious.
Yeah. Because the leak,
and you know everything, so that's why I called you.
I don't know that either, but the Chief Justice is John Roberts.
Okay.
And I read last night, because the trial does not involve a sitting president, Roberts hasn't commented, but he's not going to be the judge because Donald Trump is not the sitting president.
Now, president.
And you know, if you impeach Joe Biden, then John Roberts would preside. You know,
okay.
I don't know if they're just trying to take Donald Trump all the way down. I don't know the meaning of it. I wish it wasn't happening. But,
well, that's the way it smells like.
Yeah, I mean, I honest to God, I don't have the knowledge in terms of how this is going to work. I know that it sounds to me more like a civilian lawsuit in the public sector is what it sounds like.
I would have to agree with you.
But the impeachment managers delivered the article, and they walked through, I think it's called Statuary Hall, and it's this custom, and Jimmy Rankin is this Democrat who read it aloud, and I read all the stuff about it, and the charge is that Donald Trump incited an insurrection.
Okay.
So now they have 2 weeks, apparently, to plan a pre-trial brief. I mean, this is a lot of work.
You ain't kidding, buddy.
I mean, I'm saying,
that's why,
you know,
I rely on you.
Well, don't do that. But you know what I'm saying? I don't know if this is just they want to put the final nail in his coffin.
That's exactly what they want to do.
Yeah, or they think it's legit, or because, you know, there are people that are going to claim that he's an accessory to a murder. And I mean, there's all this stuff. I mean, it's flying around. You know, the internet's a dangerous place, but. Good call. Well, thanks, Dave. Be safe,
Peter,
man.
Peter, I appreciate it. Keep doing what you do, buddy.
Thank you, brother. 303-696-1971. Ron, young reporter from Westwood. We never had Casey on before, coming up about Eric Coomer and Dominion and the threats against his life and the lawsuits. And again, I'm not a fan of Kyle Clark's, but I thought he did a great job. And he interviewed the mayor of Aurora. Aurora plays the mayor of Parker. You want to play it here, Billy? You want to, and listen, I mean, like I said, guys are jammed up. Here we go.
QAnon conspiracy theorists were front and center during the storming of the U.S. Capitol. And the mayor of Parker told me today that he made a mistake recently in sharing QAnon propaganda online. Mayor Jeff Toborg told me he was also mistaken when he recently joined an online group threatening public health workers by publishing their home addresses on the internet. I spoke with Mayor Toborg today about his connection to a number of fringe groups.
Let me just go on record, Kyle, as saying I denounce any violence of this type. You know, people cannot be made to feel unsafe or be made unsafe in their own home simply for the job they do.
So this is not the first time that you have aligned yourself with an effort to threaten Coloradans for doing their jobs. You're on the board of directors of a political group called FEC United, and you were present at a rally in October where the founder of FEC United, Joe Altman, spoke just minutes before you. You then spoke calling him Parker's favorite son. One of the things he said when he spoke was to threaten journalists who report on the political group that you sit on the board of. Altman said, "We're coming for you," talking about journalists. He said, "If you're part of the media and you write something bad about us, better take your byline off of it."
Right. So let me clarify some facts on that. I left FEC in August, September timeframe to run for mayor. I supported FEC in its original intent to help encourage churches, schools, and commerce to be reopened. By the time I was there, I was a mayoral candidate. I was no longer a part of that board.
You were present at the event. You spoke following the founder after he threatened journalists, and you complimented him. And my question is, why do you continue to associate yourself with extremist groups that threaten Coloradans for doing their jobs?
I recall saying that he's a favorite son of Parker because of his business here. But Kyle, I have no affiliations with extremist groups.
So FEC is also building a sort of militia, the United American Defense Force, with the goal to, quote, defend and protect what is ours. As mayor of Parker, would you invite your former group's militia to operate within your town?
No, absolutely not. Cal, and I, you know, the Defense Force was a separate part of FEC.
So I'm trying to get this straight. So you're saying that even though you were on the board of directors of this political group that created a militia, you're not responsible for creating a militia?
Kyle, the piece that I was in had no part of the militia. We were FEC, which stood for Faith, Education, and Commerce. I had no part in the militia.
From the post that you put up about QAnon that you said you were not really aware of, you've also promoted the baseless conspiracy theories that the election was rigged and questioned the safety of the COVID vaccine, signed on to that group to dox public health workers, which you said you didn't know about, and then you were a board member and spoke at this rally where journalists were threatened by this group that also has a militia arm. Do you believe that your own actions qualify you as an extremist?
No, absolutely not.
Are you extremist curious?
No.
So what this is this is the mayor squirming out of a lawsuit. This is the mayor attempting to squirm out of a lawsuit, and it isn't going to work. Names are named. People are being talked about. The lawsuits have begun at the top. They've already said they're coming down. They'll go to broadcasting groups. They'll go to federations. They'll go to individuals. They'll go to the pockets. And ultimately, perhaps, according to some speculators, they're going to go up and they're going to go after the president for what he said. And it is just, you know, the chickens, as Malcolm X said, are coming home to roost. I told people this was going to happen. Oh, no. Oh, yes. And there's no satisfaction in this, because the ultimate injury is going to happen to a business that I love so much, that I've been part of most of my adult life. And this business is going to get crushed. Just like, and I wrote about this in the piece that's up on the website, 710KNUS/Peter, I heard it on the radio, like the disc jockey scandals of the 50s. These guys have been humping on this business for so long, since Limbaugh and before. And now it's happened. And I know there's a misprint I'm hearing from people, and I was quoting Lennon about, you know, sell us the rope and we'll hang them with it. And there's a misprint. It's the printer's fault. I apologize. I know obviously what Lennon said, but it just got flipped. But what I'm saying to you, for real, is they're going to come for First Amendment rights. And right now, they got the stroke. They got the executive branch. They got the House. They got the Senate. They got the FCC. They got the DOJ. You think they're following these laws? They waited. I predicted it. I said, wait until after the christening. I remember when Michael says he's going to be the godfather. And after that, Salazzo gets them all. They're all gone now. Tessio. And he sits there and tells his brother-in-law, they're gone. And that's what's going to happen. So for all of you who want to say things that you want to say, isn't it interesting what 2 months can do and what 2 months can make? We're not going to go back and talk about some crackpot theories. I'm talking about the here and now. And yesterday it's Giuliani. Keep watching. And they're going to make it stink. And they're going to make it hurt. And people are squirming out. It's interesting to watch them squirm. The Trump conspiracy theories are unwinding. And they're going to unwind in courtrooms. If you think for a second that these people are just, you know, on a hunting mission, they're going to walk. They got lawyers. You know, think about it. Jenna Ellis and Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood, those aren't legal minds. They got this law firm that I read about, and they got some. These are gorillas. Okay, get ready. All right, hang on, everyone. 303-696-1971. As soon as Mark tells me there's a new Westward piece out, Peter Boyle's on backlash over arguing that Biden beat Trump. It dropped this morning. Go to their website, Westward, or we'll get Marky up here in a minute. He's waking up, and he'll put it up on our website. So. Hold on your hats, 25 and snow. Take care. Stay right here. We'll step right aside and come right back.